News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. As I mentioned, we have 11 degrees over at the Penn Valley Airport in Sealands Grove, so we do have some cooler temperatures around here. But just to 15 degrees right now over at on our thermometer here. In the studio with us now, Jana Hollenbach is here. She is Development Director for the PCC Corner of Hope. That's the pregnancy care center that's operating in Shamokin. So welcome aboard. Thank you so much for coming in, Jana.
Thank you, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. And you brought one of the bosses with you. Margie Conrad is here. She is Executive Director of the PCC Corner of Hope Pregnancy Care Center. So welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
Oh, I do appreciate it. Boy, you guys are doing a lot with a little bit of money out there and a small footprint, but a lot to be done. Tell folks about the PCC Corner of Hope. What is this organization?
Well, it actually was established about 14 years ago in Shamokin, and we were at that time an affiliate from the Pregnancy Care Center in Lewisburg and Williamsport. 9 years ago, we went on our own, and so now we are Corner of Hope Pregnancy Care Center. Family Resource Center is the full title of it. So, like I said, we've been there in Shamokin 14 years, 9 years at the present site.
All right, and you do a lot there so that you don't inadvertently miss one. I'll just read them. Mm-hmm. Free confidential pregnancy tests, first trimester ultrasounds, STD and STI testing, 24-hour hotline, peer mentoring for unplanned pregnancies, peer mentoring for men. Could you start earlier? But anyway, referrals to community resources, earn while you learn stores there, pre- and post-adoption mentoring, parenting skills training, relationship mentoring, sexual integrity awareness education. I want to come back to that in a moment. Speakers for churches or organizations, post-abortion Bible study, and professional counseling for post-abortive individuals. So let's see, sexual integrity. Talk mm-hmm. about that a little bit.
Well, the sexual integrity program, as we call it, is so essential because if you're going to reach persons, you know, integrity means wholeness. And many of our persons when they're coming to us are quite broken. And actually, the very much like our nation's moral fabric has been torn in two, well, so is theirs. And so we have to begin with that integrity and speak to them of wholeness, of what that looks like to be sexually whole and pure.
Okay. And we can have all kinds of arguments about all kinds of things, but you guys are kind of all about the babies, making sure that mm-hmm. if a woman is interested in having a child and she is pregnant, planned or otherwise, that mm-hmm. that she has that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, many times when you were going through the list there, Mark, and we talked about the men mentoring, what we've found out is at our center, if we're going to prevent those teen and other pregnancies, we've got to get to the youth, the young men, as well as the young women. So that's all in on this, you know what I mean? So what we're doing is we go into the high schools with the message of sexual integrity and STDs and all that can come from it, because, you know, pregnancy isn't the worst thing that could happen. You don't usually die from a pregnancy. You can die from STDs and STIs. So it's an all-around program. So we try to touch on every bit of it, not just the pregnancy, but the prevention of disease, as well as parenting, as well as relationships. So it's all got to be tied together. And that's what we're doing.
Well, and Jan, this is a bona fide nonprofit organization, if there ever was one. So tell us about that you do fundraising and you have activities and so on.
We do fundraising. The month of January kicks off the Sanctity of Human Life month. And we start, a lot of the churches do the baby bottle blitz, which allows, we'll bring baby bottles to their churches and the congregations fill them with change. And then we pick the baby bottles back up. It's one of our, probably one of our larger fundraisers. We also have our walk, which is coming up in May. And that's at Knoebels on the 9th. And we're actually inviting businesses this year. And usually We have a lot of churches with ambassadors, but we'd like to take it to an even bigger feel. Margie and I discussed it the other day by allowing teams to come from like your almost like your factories and stuff to come together to have this fight for life closer to home. I mean, there is one in D.C., but this would allow a lot of teams to come together in the local area.
Maybe like a Relay for Life. There you get teams that could be anything. You know, folks in an office or in a town or on a block or wherever it happens to be, or a church group. All right, so Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is coming up. So that's on your calendar. What does that entail?
Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is usually the Sunday before the actual date of Roe versus Wade. And so Roe versus Wade is January 22nd. And so what we will, on that Sunday, the word has been out now. I mean, we usually begin in December sending out brochures to the churches and anyone that wants a speaker. And we go out into the churches then and speak on the sanctity of human life from conception to natural death.
All right. And what's your message? Give us a glimpse of that, please.
And the sanctity of human life. Well, what I just said, you know, a lot of times people look at the sanctity of human life and they're only thinking of abortion, but it's far, far greater than that. It's from conception to natural death. And so you can look at the laws that are being passed across the world, but it's across the nation and in our state in particular, of what is considered human life or what is not considered human life. And so we address that. We address that. It is a life from conception, and that we are the protectors of, has society has always protected the youngest or the smaller of those among us. And so we've gotten away from that, and we talk about that, of course, the babies. But then we also talk about the handicap, because right now there's legislation trying to pass into law the Down syndrome law, that Down syndrome babies should be aborted and could be aborted in Pennsylvania. Our governor is very much for that. We are fighting against it with everything we have. Then, of course, this, again, sanctity of human life goes into all areas, not just handicapped babies and handicapped, but then when you get to the elderly. Six states have already legislated euthanasia. So that's how abortion began, one state at a time. And so we know that we're headed towards euthanizing the elderly or those who just want to die by choice. That's what we talk about. We talk about the ways that we need to educate, and that's what we're talking about, the ways that we can do this as individuals. Every person, no matter who you are, you can do something.
And you have lots of support locally, people on your side?
We do. We do tremendously. When we began, say 9 years ago, when we became our separate entity, we had like only 87 donors at that time. And from that time, 2006, in the last 14 years, we have gone up to over 2,400 donors now. And it's far-reaching. It's all the different churches and businesses. This is one of those things that isn't just, it's a ministry, but it isn't contained within a church. You know, we are what we call para-church. They walk alongside us. We get volunteers from the churches many times, you know, to help us with the center. But what we do with that is the amount of help that they can give us by volunteers, by their financial assistance, you know, is vital, but as well as the businesses. It's wonderful to know that we can all come together on this. No one says, you know, are you a Baptist, are you a Catholic, are you a Lutheran? When we gather for our banquet in the fall, it's amazing to me that that room is just filled to capacity. In fact, this year it was to overflow. And in that room, no one asks what church you are from. We are there with a common cause, and that is the sanctity of human life and the saving of babies.
Do you also get involved in advocating against the death penalty? I know some faiths do that.
We have not. We have not yet has taken it, but it would definitely be something that we should consider, because that, too, is having the respect for life.
I think the momentum is on your side in that regard. More mm-hmm. areas seem to be getting rid of the death penalty for a wide range of reasons, not even for the ones you're stating, just because of other topics. All right, the PCC Corner of Hope is an actual physical location, 150 South Market Street in Shamokin, where people can visit. The telephone number is 648-2600, and there is a hotline. That'll be a 24/7 situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, 648-5780. You have a website, which is cohpcc.org. That's COH, as in Corner of Hope, PCC Pregnancy Care Center, comes mm-hmm. back to their roots, .org. So cohpcc.org. Of course, you just Google Corner of Hope, Shamokin, you're bound to find the Family Resource Center. And a wide range of other things. You're also spending some time talking to men, whether they're still in high school or adult men. That's a little bit unusual that folks are reaching out to men, Jana?
Yes, we are. I wanted to actually go back to what Margie had talked about a little bit earlier, if that's okay, Mark.
Please, yeah, this is your time.
On October 13th, our banquet this year, we are actually going to be having Derek and Julie Tennant coming in, and I would encourage everybody to look them up. Julie is a wonderful woman that has Down syndrome, and she is a fantastic public speaker. And they'll be coming down from Syracuse, New York, and they'll be speaking at our banquet this year.
Yeah, selectively aborting Down's kids is, I can think of 20 advocates that I know that would tell you that that's not an ideal situation. And some children in my own life. So, we can have that conversation. All right, so in terms of your calendar that's coming up, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday's coming up. I should note that, or what will happen?
That is on
the
19th of January, and we will be in several churches over these next 3 weeks speaking, and those churches are very supportive of us that we're going to speak in, and we would encourage anybody that wants to come, wants to have one of us come to call the center, that doesn't have a speaker to come from an area pregnancy care center. That's basically our time to come along, the churches to come alongside us and us to come alongside the churches.
They have an upcoming Walk for Life that maybe next month or so?
That is in April, in May, okay. And it's Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, I know it's always cold, but maybe I'm thinking of it. There's a national March
That's
for Life.
That's in Washington, D.C., okay. And that is January the 24th.
Okay, yeah, that's a big deal.
We'll be going to that.
And we'll be going.
Our staff, okay. Yep. We're going with the busload from Sealand's group.
And I always remember sometimes it's bitterly cold during
almost
that,
always.
That event. So, but that's your anniversary, right? That's your Ruby Wade anniversary. Yep. So, all right, well, you got to do it then. Mm-hmm. And the Baby Bottle Blitz that should be happening soon in churches around here?
That is happening. It almost happens year-round now. We, in January, a lot of churches get the bottles, but then we notice your Catholic churches usually take them over the Lent season, and they keep them for about 6 weeks. And like I said, they fill them with change, checks, cash, and they come back into the center then. And we do all the counting. We have a bank in the area that has been very generous to allow us to mm-hmm. dump it into their change machine, and it counts it, and then that's what we do.
All right, well, super. Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, think checks, too. I like that idea. think big white check. Change is good, but a ton of change can only go so far, but a big check can make a big difference. All right, well, we'll give you a closing remark. Anything else to add, Jim?
I think you had touched on it with the male mentoring that we do and how successful that has been. We now have male mentors for the men, and I am very much encouraged because, 80% of the women who have abortions are doing so because the man has not stepped up to the bat. They're alone. And so we're addressing that. We're looking to educating the men, bringing them in, talking to them about being godly men, men who are there to protect their wives and help nurture their children. And so we've been very successful in getting men from various parishes and churches that have come alongside of us, and they are, in fact, mentoring men, and it's going really well.
All right. Well, super. Well, good idea. You can't go wrong there. Margie Conrad, thank you so much for coming in.
Executive
Director, and Janet Hollenbach, Development Director for the PCC Corner of Hope Pregnancy Care Center that is in Shamokin, COHPCC.org. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.